Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The Patriots were holding out hope that Stephon Gilmore would be at the start of their mandatory minicamp Monday. Instead, the Pro Bowl corner is now officially a holdout. According to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport and Mike Garofolo, the 2019 NFL Defensive Player of the Year is not expected to attend any of the 3 days of camp this week. He is due $7 million this season, which makes him just the 24th highest paid corner in the league. Gilmore is seeking a new contract as he heads into the final year of his current deal. His head coach, Bill Belichick, not surprisingly sidestepped all questions about his situation Monday.
Is Stephon Gilmore one of those faces today?
Yeah, like I said, we're kind of scrambling to get things going this morning. So I didn't really get a chance to see everybody myself. So we'll see where we're at.
And just in general, you know, obviously we haven't seen him during the voluntary portion of the OTAs. Just how important is he to your back end and what he brings to the team?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of players we haven't seen in OTAs. And, you know, it's all the players are important and, you know, like to have all of them.
There was some good news for New England, though, as quarterback Cam Newton was back at practice after injuring his hand earlier this month. All right, so staying in the AFC East now, the Jets and wide receiver Jamison Crowder agreeing to a restructured contract. He's led gangrene in receiving yards and receiving touchdowns since joining New York back in 2019. According to Ian, Crowder will be a free agent next offseason at the age of 28 in order to get another chance at a major payday before turning 30. After not attending any of Minnesota's offseason program, there were fears two-time Pro Bowl defensive end Danielle Hunter would also skip the team's mandatory minicamp. Well, Vikings fans can breathe a sigh of relief because the team renegotiated the defensive lineman's contract so that he'll earn an additional $5.6 million this season. He led the team with 14.5 sacks in 2018, and that same identical total in 2019, but missed the entire 2020 season with a neck injury. Hunter is expected to be at Minnesota's minicamp, which kicks off today. Jacksonville hasn't been a trendy team since the franchise last made the playoffs during the 2017 season, but the attention of the football world has focused in on Duval County because of this year's first overall pick in the draft, Trevor Lawrence. The rookie QB was limited in Jaguars' minicamp due to a hamstring injury, and Lawrence acknowledged he's frustrated he can't go full speed, but wants to make sure the injury is healed in time for training camp next month.
Yeah, I want to just master the offense. I want to have, you know, complete control and know everything and be comfortable. I mean, you can't really play free and play really well if you don't know what you're doing. So that's the goal, is just to master the offense by the time training camp comes around. So in training camp, we really can focus everything forward on being the best team we can come August 14th and then going on into the regular season as well. So that's the plan. And it starts with the quarterback. Obviously, I have to be ready, and I'm going to do everything I can to ensure that is the case. So I'm excited to get started. And I think we've had a great past 3 weeks. It's been really good work.
Hey, be sure to check out the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast with my guy, host Marcus Grant. Get it on Apple, Spotify, your favorite podcast app, or go to NFL.com/podcast. Well, that's it for me. I hope you have a great day. I'm Will Selb, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.